Morning, everybody. I'd like to call Senate Finance Committee to order this morning. It's August 6th as we wind down our special session here. We have 2 days left. It is about 28 minutes after 9 a.m. Today we have in front of us Senate Bill 4001. With me today is Senator Co-Chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Elton, Senator Dyson. We're going to be walking through this bill, 4001. We'll be taking an at ease. We'll be coming back and continuing the work on this. Again, it's going to be, for those that are watching at home, it's going to be kind of a start and stop type schedule as we try to work through the last couple of days. Senator Hoffman, may we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 4001, Finance /O, as our working document.
We have a motion to bring this CS on the table. There is no objection. We could have Mr. Baker from my staff come forward, please, and we'll walk through the bill. You could please introduce yourself for the record and who you represent.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to Senator Stedman. The members should have, in addition to the version O, there should be two colored spreadsheets in front of you. One of them is the has the a numerical spreadsheet of the appropriations in the bill, which I'll walk through. And then the other one is a breakout, which you may have seen before. The House used a version of it yesterday, but it breaks out the one item of the appropriation, which is the energy assistance, and explains how, you know, shows how we came up, the estimates we came up with, the numbers. The CS you have before you is a CS to SB 4001, which, as introduced, was the AGEA related appropriation bill. We've taken that bill and we have rolled into it certain elements of SB 4003, which was the governor's appropriation bill that dealt with the other energy related items, the rebate and the PCE program, and the hold harmless and those items. So the intention is to have one appropriation bill that covers both areas of the two sessions. So section one of the bill is a $30 million GF appropriation to the Gas Pipeline Development Fund, which was part of SB 4002. This sets up a fund. There's language in section 9 of this bill that adds this fund to those funds that the balance of which is overseen by the LB&A committee. So $30 million GF is going into the Gas Pipeline Development Fund, and then we're immediately transferring $10 million of that out to the AGEA reimbursement fund. The testimony from Mr. Palmer at TransCanada was that they expected to expend $54 million through the end of this fiscal year, June 30th of 2009. 50% of that would be the state share, which is $27 million. So this gives them a little bit of cushion. It puts $10 million in immediately and gives the legislature an ability, when we come back in January, to do the FY10 budget, get an update on where they are, and if they need to tap the entire $30 million prior to the end of the fiscal year, LB&A has the ability to move that additional $20 million into the AGEA reimbursement fund.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You said they needed $50 million till the end of the fiscal year, so it's not all divided equally. How long will the $30 million last in months?
Let me clarify that, because the fiscal year, what we're looking at here is November, December, and then the first quarter of the next calendar year.
So that'll take us through March.
That'll take us through March. The billings of April, May, and June would be billed to the state in July, because it's quarterly billing. And that would give us time for the regular budget appropriation cycle to go ahead and fund the entire next year.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Plus a cushion is the concept. And but go ahead, Mr. Baker.
Okay. That's all I had to say on Section 1, unless there was additional questions, Mr. Chairman. Section 2 is the PCE section, and the administration had asked in their bill for a $600,000 supplemental for PCE payments for FY08 that they're still clearing out. They asked for a $9 million supplemental for FY09. That was prior to the legislature, to the Senate, making changes to the PCE program, which would impact that FY09 number. So, and then we also, Ledge Finance had estimated that the $9 million supplemental request was probably potentially $5 million low. So what we've done is in Section A and B, it's basically a supplemental appropriation for the current PCE program for FY08 and FY09. And in Section C on page 2 would be the 09 appropriation that would be necessary if the Senate's PCE changes pass into law. And so Sections 1 and 2, or I'm sorry, A and B, let me back up. Section A is not contingent, so when this appropriation bill goes through, they'll get their $600,000 for the FY08 year. Section C is contingent on the passage of 4002. So if 4002 does not pass, PCE reform does not happen, subsections A and B go into effect, the supplementals for FY08 and 09 are paid. And if the reform does go through, the $600,000 supplemental for 08 happens, and the larger $107 million appropriation for the reformed program would happen for 09. Section 3 is the appropriation to the Department of Revenue for distribution and administration of the $500 per person resource rebate. That's a open-ended appropriation. The estimate is $310,000 for the rebate, $100,000 for administrative costs. That's based on an estimate of $620,000 eligible FY08 PFD recipients. If that number fluctuates, the appropriation would adjust accordingly.
Yeah, $310 million.
Yep. $310 million.
Some of us would like $310,000.
Section 4 is a $2.1 million appropriation to Department of Health and Social Services for the hold harmless provisions of the resource rebate, and also the amount of money that would allow the veterans who don't previously apply for the dividend to apply for this $500 rebate and be held harmless. Section 5 is a $360 million appropriation to the Alaska Energy Authority to make emergency energy relief payments and administer that new program. That's the two-year program that was passed by the Senate in SB 4002. And the breakout of that number is that second spreadsheet I referred to earlier that shows where that $360 million number came from The bulk of it is the fuel oil assistance program, then the natural gas program, and the electricity program. It's a two-year program, so the second spreadsheet shows the estimated cost for the second year, but this is the appropriation bill for the first year, so that's where the $360 million comes from. Section 6 is a $50 million supplemental appropriation to the Alaska Housing Finance Corp for the Alaska Energy Efficiency Home Grant Program. That is the program the committee heard testimony from Alaska Housing Finance that the legislature appropriated $100 million to that program last year for this current fiscal year. They expect that to the program has been very well received. They expect that money to not be sufficient, so this appropriation should take them through the end of FY09 with that program. Section 7 is the appropriation for the ceiling changes that the committee and the Senate passed in SB 4002 for the bulk fuel revolving loan program and the bulk fuel bridge loan program. $5 million capitalization of the revolving loan program, $5.3 million capitalization for the bridge loan, and then $110,000 for the Department of Commerce to administer the bridge loan program. Section 7D is authority for a $20 million GF transfer to AEA for a loan to set up a loan to AVEC, the Alaska Village Electric Co-op, to purchase bulk fuel for this fiscal year. We heard testimony, and if there are questions on that, if Amanda Ryder's here, I don't know if she's here, but can explain the rationale for that. But basically, due to the price of fuel, AVEC wasn't going to have enough money to buy the bulk fuel they needed for this year. So this is an appropriation that would allow them to borrow the money pay it back with principal and with interest. Section 8 is $147,600 appropriation to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to update and recalculate the power cost equalization levels due to the changes passed in SB 4002. Section 8B is a $1,550,000 appropriation to the Department of Commerce for payment as a grant to the North Slope Borough to offset the cost of fuel that the borough is currently, and Senator Olson can speak to this if you have questions, but the borough currently distributes the fuel to the residents up there, 670 homes, and so this is a commensurate appropriation for the $2.51 a barrel subsidy that the rest of Alaskans that are on the home energy heating oil program would be eligible for. Section 9, I referred to earlier, is the language section required to add the Alaska Gas Pipeline Development Fund to the program receipts that are the balance of which are reviewed by the LB&A committee. Section 10 is the last appropriation, and that's a $50 million appropriation to the Renewable Energy Fund that was as a result of the amendment made on the floor to 4002 to add alternative energy projects under that program. And so this would be the first of what the intent language in that bill said would be a five-year, $50 million a year appropriation for alternative energy, renewable energy projects. The last sections are just the lapse, section 11.
Senator Elman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks, Miles. Back to section 10. So the $50 million that is appropriated from the general fund to the renewable energy fund, that, I'm looking at the spreadsheet and then I'm looking at the bill. The spreadsheet seems to suggest that the $50 million would only be a component for alternative energy. But if I heard what you said, it would be in addition to the fund, and not necessarily for designated for renewable or alternative. It would just increase the fund by $50 million. Is that correct?
Through the chair of the Senator okay. Elton, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Section 11 is just the language that specifies that the appropriations that are capitalization of funds don't lapse. Section 12 just refers to the $600,000 PCE supplemental for 08, makes that effective for the fiscal year of FY 08. And section 13 are the contingency language sections that make the appropriations related to the energy relief program, which would be the dividend, the heating fuel subsidy program, and the PCE changes, as well as the grant to the North Slope Borough. All of those are contingent on the passage of SB 4002. And this section also deals with the PCE supplemental, so that we make sure they get their supplemental, even if our Senate's legislative changes to that program don't go into effect. And Mr. Chairman, that's the bill.
We have any questions, Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we're just dealing with a one-year appropriation here as opposed to a two-year appropriation?
Yes.
Through the chair, yes, that's correct, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And we have any other questions? Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I assume we're going to have an opportunity to insert the language for the recurring report from the commissioners to LBNA on AGEA / pipeline progress in different categories.
We're going to take a break here in just a minute or so, and then we'll deal with some other issues along with I know there's a concern there on the reporting.
Right.
The formality and beyond the required report once a year to the legislature in the beginning of the legislative session. We have any other questions? Senator Thomas.
Just on the 500 per individual, there's been a lot of questions because there's confusion over the qualification for that versus the qualification of the concept of whether it is simply you're qualifying for the current year's permanent fund dividend versus the 6 months that was at least addressed at one time. What is the understanding that everybody at this table at least has as to that? Is simply based on your qualification for the permanent fund, or in the case of what Senator Huggins' concern was for veterans that received other services, they're made whole, that's based on their same qualifying for the permanent fund. So I'm assuming that is what this carries forward then.
That is correct. Okay. If you get a permanent fund dividend in October, then the 500 would be added to that, and the modification is for veterans that don't get their $500 or their normal state dividend because of a potential offset, that they would still qualify for the 500. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Primarily, this legislation reflects what the Senate has already passed and does not reflect what the other body has taken action upon.
That's great. Okay. With that, we're going to take an at ease to the call of the chair. We're at ease.